My favorite Christmas movie is, thanks for asking, Kevin. My favorite
I was about to ask
Christmas
you. I was about to ask you. Give me a second. Okay. And Shady, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Never
my
mind. I don't
favorite.
care. No. Okay. Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
My favorite Christmas movie is, people are gonna hate me, is Grinch.
That's a good
It's
one.
a
Oh, is it Jim
classic
Carrey?
one.
It's
That's a good
the
one.
only reason I'll watch it is because of Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
That the front and the second one is obviously Jingle All the Way. I did meant that's my favorite one
Oh.
because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, not even because of the Christmas movie, right? Because and that's it. I don't want six those. I want to see those sexy abs. You know, just saying. All right, and he's a good sexy guy. Don't judge me on this, bro. Like I like people with good bodies. I appreciate. Stop looking at Liz. Look at the camera. Don't look up. Okay, so, don't look up. Look at the camera. All right, I'm straight. All right. So the third movie.
Great angle.
Great angle, yeah, great angle. The third movie which I personally
Can't
want
even talk straight.
Hey everybody, what's up?
Hello. My headphones.
Hey, Hangover
What's up?
Comedy
Hi.
Podcast. Woo.
Yes, this is episode 31.
31. Yes,
Yeah,
that's
your
the
age, right?
age. That's the age I am right now. So I'm 31. So,
I was about to say, it's your age right now.
and
I have
Shady
nothing
always likes to
to.
make a joke about the age, though. So
I was not. I was not. I was trying not to make any derogatory joke on that. Just trying to let you know. Yeah. Damn.
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 31, so that's the
31.
age. Anyway, oh, so guys, we're in Christmas. I know it's weird because this is released on January 13th, but we're in Christmas gear because we're recording this on December 20th. Okay, so
Absolutely.
and
And
you can
Kevin
celebrate
insisted.
Christmas whenever you want. You don't have to
Right.
wait till December. You can celebrate it
That's
whenever you
it.
want.
Right. I mean, works if you are rich or broke, just saying. So it's fine. And
Yeah.
Kevin insisted that we have to do team based. So I went full red, like literally full red, like the whole
And
thing,
I'm
except for
wearing
my
my
underwear.
Son of a Nutcracker elf
Yeah,
Christmas
absolutely.
sweater.
I'm not getting up because I'm not. Yeah, I'm not getting up
Yeah,
that.
you don't
But
have any pants on, so don't get up.
yeah. So yeah, but my
Yeah,
underwear is
anyway, I
not.
heard you saw Avatar, the new movie,
I
right? Avatar
did.
2.
I finally watched Avatar. I did. It's
Okay.
a great
I
movie. I
also
went.
saw it. I also saw it, so I have thoughts. What did you think about it?
First of all, the movie is 3 hours long, bro. 3 hours long. I'm not kidding.
I know.
And it's more action packed this time. It's more, and I'm not talking from the mid. I'm talking from the start,
Yeah.
right? So, and there's a lot of, like those, it's mostly cinematic and environment. If you've seen the first Avatar, have you seen the first Avatar, by the way? Have
Of
you seen the
course,
first?
yeah, of course. Who
Right,
hasn't?
right, right. So
Right.
this one, the first one is completely based on the land. This is based completely in the ocean. That's why it says Avatar, sea world, whatever it says. I don't know what it's called.
Way
Sorry.
of water.
But
It's the way of
Way
the
of Water.
water.
Yeah, Way of Water. Okay, fine. So yeah. So but it's a pretty damn good movie. And I went with my dad. Me and my dad, we went for we, my dad my
Bougie
dad was like,
seats?
yeah,
Did you
let's
go
go.
in the bougie seats?
Not a bougie seat, not a fucking bougie seat.
No,
Okay.
you went to the MVP, the bougie seats, the VIP.
I went to the VIP. All right,
Yeah,
cool,
yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
The point being, I just like sitting on these seats and watching it. It was a great experience, and yeah, man, it was a great time. What about you? Do you like the movie when you watched it?
So, okay, this is what I will say. I thought the first Avatar was really great. I think
Right.
from the visual, I'd never seen anything like the first Avatar when it
Still
came
good,
out.
dude.
It was
It's still good.
incredible,
Still good.
absolutely amazing. And like the story was good. It wasn't a great story, it was a good story, right?
Right, right, right,
This
right.
movie had better effects, really, really crazy effects.
Yeah.
Again, outdid the first one. Story, horrible. I thought the story was horrible. I'm sorry.
What story
The
is
story
horrible?
was so boring. The
You like the
story
fucking story?
was
Are you
so
serious
boring.
right
It
now?
did not need to be 3 hours. It could have been an hour and a half, 2 hours. They could have cut an hour and a half of the movie. The story was boring. I'm sorry. The what was keeping my attention was the effects, but
All right.
the
Since you're
writing
since
was just terrible on it, though, to me. I'm sorry. I might be the only one, but I thought the writing was terrible.
Fine. Okay. So James Cameron needs to reevaluate the story right now. He's gonna be
Well,
pissed.
here's the thing. I will say this. I was I, because I think he focused more on the effects in this movie, though. But you can't just omit the story because he did all of it. He directs, He's editing it and he's writing it. So I feel like he focused a lot on like on the effects, and then like, oh shit, I gotta like write a movie now. Now the script. Okay, absolutely. Let me just like do it the night before, and then I'll just write some like generic dialogue, and then here, ship it, and then that's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. It's like generic dialogue.
I don't think the bad thing. Story was pretty good for me. I liked it. There was some part of the story, you know, some scenes were just over exaggerated.
Don't give away the movie though. Don't give away.
I'm just saying some scenes were just over exaggerated for no reason at all. Also, I'm gonna take a shit on characters a little bit on Avatar series. I've noticed this part is gonna get edited, obviously. I've noticed that, you know,
I'll be the judge of that, by the way. Go ahead.
I've noticed that the women of Avatar don't have tits. Women version of the Avatar don't have tits. They really don't. They're damn flat chested, dude. I don't even know what's going on down there.
Dude, I disagree.
I'm damn serious. They don't have tits.
I disagree. I thought Neytiri, one who plays Zoe Saldana. Oh my god, she's hot.
She didn't have titties though. She didn't have titties. Sorry.
Look at it again.
This is not a titty. This is a titty. What I have is titty. This is not a titty, okay?
No, she has titties. Look at it.
All right? Just say it.
Tell me. I know. I saw. So, watch the movie again. So,
the movie. Okay. Well, just for the tits? I'm not watching one.
Well, I mean, obviously, you missed it the first time. So, rewatch the movie again. The whole 3-hour movie. Shitting. Rewatch it again. So.
All right, but I did actually get something from, you know, I have a phobia, though. I like wet wipes. I told you about this. So, every time I go to the movie theater, I get these wet wipes. So they keep these wet pipes on the seat. So I just pick it up and I just bring it back home. Don't judge me.
So they were on the seats, right? So someone else didn't want it. They left it on the seat and you grabbed
it. Complimentary. These are just kept on the seat along with a glass of water. So you get a wet wipe and you get a glass of water. Now the reason why I like this is because it's scented and wet wipes are dope. Okay, it's scented. If your face secretes oil more than an octopus for someone like me, okay, you need something like this. So I pick it up. It's a phobia. Okay, I like picking this up and I like rubbing on my face. All right, for no reason at all. So I just picked 5 of them. Just actually did.
Put weird objects on your face. That's good. So.
Oh, weird. That sounded very wrong. All right, Jesus. All right.
Anyway, I understand. Because I have like a skincare routine. You have to take care of your skin.
I mean, I have a very oily face. Like, it's genetic. So that's the reason I don't have a lot of I don't have thick beard. Like, I don't have the obsession of having a really thick, bushy beard of, you know, like maintaining it. Hell no. I just keep it trimmed. I just keep it neat because I'm least concerned about women touching my face. I don't like touching my own face with beard on. Okay, it's itchy. Okay, it's uncomfortable. So I don't care if women like, oh, I like men with sexy beard. Fuck no. It my face feels so uncomfortable. Like that's why I just happen to
I have the sexy beard because that's what I mean, the ladies like.
You refuse to shave. There's no sexiness about it. No.
You've seen me shave. Like, a lot of people are like, oh Kevin, you look good with the beard though. So you look better with the beard. That's why I keep the beard.
You don't experiment with your beard. Like, you've never experimented with your beard.
I have experimented with it. You can look at my Instagram. I have so many different types I've experimented with it. For sure.
I've also gone clean shave. For those of you who want to get nightmares, you need to see a picture of mine.
Yeah, okay. We'll post a picture of it right here. Connor, post a picture of it right here so for everyone to see. It looks terrible. I'm sorry. It looks so bad. You look so bad clean shaven, bro.
You did.
All right. Anyway. All right. Let's bring our guest, man.
We are bring our guest, man. Yes.
Who do we have?
So we have someone who is very, very talented. Not just that, she's got a time machine in a wardrobe because apparently age does not favor her looks, including her physique. She's also a comedian, which I met her in Gin and Tonic, right? That's where I met her. Yeah. So yes. So give it up for
Liz, everybody. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
You look so good in that whole outfit. I love it.
Oh, thank you. I came prepared. Yes. You said Christmas, you got Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 100%. You are all decked out on Christmas. So, yes. Awesome. All right. So Liz, before we start, can you give us like 2 or 3 minutes of who you are? Just like what made you start comedy, stuff like that?
Okay. Well, my name is Liz Chavez, not Chavez. Like many English-speaking people say, I appreciate that you pronounce it correctly. I'm from Ensenada, Mexico.
Wow.
I started with comedy. Well, I started off with comedic speeches in the club called Toastmaster, mm-hmm. but I started with actual stand-up this year in May with a course in Second City that they have online. If you get a chance to take one of those courses, I totally recommend it. Okay. So it was, yeah, so it was open mic, and then they suggested to do open mics.
Yeah.
Here in Ensenada, we don't have like a space to do it in person. Mm-hmm. So when I went to Canada, like mid-May, I went a couple of places to get started. And after that, well, I continue with the options online, which is like the best option possible if you don't have a comedy bar in your town.
Right.
That's amazing. Wow. And it's also, I didn't know you started with Second City, because I took, I started with improv, and I took a Second City virtual class with Second City. But that's awesome. So they have really great courses too. So that's awesome that you started. And I also started with a stand-up class as well. But I took it at Philly.
Stand-up class? What's a stand-up class?
Stand-up class. So that's where you started, right, Liz? With the stand-up class?
Yeah. You get a series like of activities to start in, well, developing your skill, like you write one-liners.
Ooh.
You talk about like different topics. You introduce a monologue, working the crowd. But actually there you see, it's not like a miracle class. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
true. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. She did not just say that. Wow. Yeah, no,
it's true. That's the thing. The stand-up classes, they don't teach you how to be funny. They kind of just give you the tools, right? So like, what is a one-liner? This is what a punchline is. Set up punchline, right? Because some people are just going into it, but they don't know what an actual, like, how to write a joke. Right. And that's kind of like where I started. And also you're like, you're basically doing a quote unquote open mic at the end of every class with like your people who are also in your class too. So it's like, you're all starting at the same point. You're all learning together. You're understanding like what comedy is, whatever. So I think it's always a good starting point. Cause like when you do your first open mic, then like, at least you have some experience where it's not, you're not going in there like a virgin. So, you know. Sure, also, right, Liz?
Does not mean virgins are horrible. Not saying virgins are horrible. All right, it's a blessing to save yourself. Just saying, okay. All right, but I didn't know that they were training for stand-up comedy. Like a lot of people, when I was doing stand-up comedy, when people see my videos or when they ask me what I'm doing, they genuinely ask this question: like, did you take a training or did you take a class? And I never had an answer to that question. I always thought that it is all about execution. Or just, you know, you have some bunch of jokes and you start telling, but I didn't know there's a dedicated place to, like improv, I didn't know there's a dedicated place to learn stand-up in a very structured way. This is fascinating. We don't have that in India, though. Actually, we don't have that in India. We have courses. We have courses where people will teach you how to be funny, like write jokes, but not actually practice. So I think it started very recently after the pandemic, where comedians started to, you know, teach stand up instead of doing it, so which is great.
Yeah, and so how did it go, Liz? I mean, so when you took the class, like how did you like it? Like, did you like taking the class, or?
It was great, especially the first one, because the second one is basically they let you fly solo and you just get a bunch of assignments. Mm-hmm. But there is like finding the style that you have. Like there's no such thing like one way of doing comedy. It's like you start finding your voice. Like I'm more into deadpan, maybe like intellectual things.
Yeah.
It's not a must that you have to curse. I don't curse in my sets.
True.
Yeah, so
which is great, by the way. That's great. If you can, if you can be a clean comic and have really funny material, it's so hard. It's so okay. Hard. Shitty can tell you. It's hard to be clean. So
I hate it when Kevin just says a clean comic. Yeah, he hate it. All he emphasizes on being clean. It's great. It's great. No,
it's hard. It's hard. But if you can do it, you can get a lot of work.
It's hard. Okay, it's greatness is one thing. It's hard. It's another thing.
You have enough vocabulary. Right. You can be a clean comic.
I mean, I've not seen Kevin Hart or Ricky Gervais or Bill Burr be a clean comic. But they're great.
Jim Gaffigan does, though, and Jim Gaffigan is really funny, and you know he's killing it. So,
yep. Brian, I try. Yep. So, are you a clean comic, by the way? Are you a clean comic?
I am.
You are. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's a clean comic. Yes.
Yeah.
Never seen a curse once. I really wanted to though.
Do it now.
The time when I curse is in Spanish and when I'm driving.
That's not stand up. That's life.
Yeah. So it's like if I have to deal with these people that decide to leave their intelligence at home, the least I deserve is to curse them out. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, I heard of this place called Esputa. Do you say puta? Because puta means bitch, right?
Yeah.
Well, I knew it!
Okay. This is thing. You know the Russian president is Vladimir Putin, right?
Yeah.
So Putin in Spanish could be translated into like little whore. So you can just say Vladimir and you get your point across without having to curse. So there are ways.
Always.
No, but I think that's a joke, Liz. I think you should have that. Vladimir little whore.
Yeah. Well, that's the way he's acting also, so it kind of works.
How often have you struggled, like, you know, have you like, you know, gone to a club and like didn't want to be a clean comic and just wanted to curse the hell out? Like, have you ever had that moment? Like, you know,
I think you're naturally clean though, Liz, right?
He's naturally clean. That's the thing. You're naturally clean. And
well, I think it's a good change of pace because what I have experienced is that when I go to an open mic and normally there are other people that are like new in the game as well.
Yeah.
Every third word they say is a curse word. And sure. The thing is that the first time is funny, the second time is like haha, and then the next time is like okay, time for another drink. Yeah, it's like okay, take a shot every time they say a curse word and you'll need to Uber home. So
yeah. I think that's the thing. Some people get into comedy for different reasons,
right?
And I think the worst reason you can get into it is like, oh, I get a mic and I can just say whatever I want. Like I can just
say whatever shit. That's me.
Like those people are just the shittiest people. But I think some people
are
like, I can just curse. I can just do whatever though, right? Like, dude, come on, just actually be funny. Just because you say a curse word doesn't make it funny. That's not a punchline. So
okay. Yeah. The same rule.
Okay. Defend your cursing. Go ahead and show me.
It's gotta be clever. It's gotta be intelligent.
Right. Oh, you know what? No. You go for it. That's all you say. I'll go later. Go for it. Is that rum, by the way? Just checking.
Okay. This is an espresso tonic. It doesn't have alcohol, but it's espresso, tonic water, lime, and a lot of ice.
Mm. Okay, she literally took the time to make that for the podcast. Can you believe
she
that?
Did. She literally took the time. And also, just a little plug though, if it had a little gin in it, gin and tonic goes.
So there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Gin and tonic, right there. Liz, what were you saying?
No, but yeah, that's what. And it's also like, I think stand up making it personal because, like, if not, you end up hearing the same set in different variations.
Right.
The same night. Like bad dating, bad sex, COVID. And bad jobs.
Yeah. That's pretty much in Shady's act. No. I'm kidding.
So yeah, so my yeah, and this is like, okay, now let's see how he says the joke.
He has a new take on COVID.
You're like practically sitting there and just judging people on different variations on the same side.
That's what you should be doing. I mean, like, listen.
What you fucking do? Like, oh, you said this. You said the same thing. But let's see how you do it better.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to do the same joke, you better make it. You have to do it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, at if I do a COVID joke now, like, it gets so right. many groans now. So you can't do it. People are so
Nobody cares about COVID. Now. Nobody cares.
So, like, 2020, 2021, like, yeah, no one cares about it now.
It's maybe 2020.
Yeah. It is so 2020.
I mean, if few people die, then you can make the joke on COVID like a reference. Okay, don't say that. That's too dark. Don't say that.
Well, you can talk about dead people if you make it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you go to a morgue and do a joke on dead people? I don't think it'd be relatable. Kevin has to edit this part out.
Yeah, why not? You can.
Yeah,
isn't that with like a funeral? Okay. Like, I feel like when people like when they give like the eulogy at a funeral, like you can just
right.
Like,
ooh, I got a great opening joke for a eulogy. Check this out, right? So you're standing at the eulogy and you got somebody passed away, right? So The first thing you'd be like, "Hello, everybody, welcome to the new unboxing."
yep.
Yeah, edit this part out. It has.
I'm sure the kids that look for unboxings would love to see that. They would love to see it on YouTube. So Liz, you say you do Toastmasters. So does that help with the stand up? Because I feel like that has to like you're getting the public speaking down, right?
Again, if you don't have it, you don't have it. So if you go to Toastmaster, it's not going to help at all if you don't have some type of inclination or talent.
Yeah.
I started, there's a series of projects called Engaging with Humor.
Right.
And that's when I discovered I could make people laugh. Mm-hmm. And I was like, interesting. And then I got my boyfriend recommended, why don't you explore this even further? I think you might be able to do it like stand up. And that's how I got into the course. So that got the ball rolling. But it's very different to do a comedy speech than to do stand up. It's like,
yeah, those are two different things. Those are two different.
Yeah, two different animals. Things. Yes. Yeah. You cannot, I noticed this in a stand-up comic that I know that also does speeches, and I'm like, he's not doing stand-up, he's doing a speech.
Yeah.
And I could notice, like, you cannot start giving out facts and reflecting about life.
That's not funny.
No.
That's therapy.
It's therapy. Yeah. It's a documentary. That's not what people came out to.
I think Liz is one of those people when they start really talking, she like press a remote and try to change the channel.
Some people should come with that option. Mute.
Yeah, my mom's gonna have the first remote.
You're like, and Shady, I don't like that joke. Next joke.
You I just don't like looking at you. That's it.
Gosh.
Let's change the subtitles. Maybe it'll get more interesting.
Maybe it sounds better in Spanish or
you are Spanish?
You're
not a complete fan. You're not complete.
Officially,
fan.
I'm Mexican.
Okay.
which means a mixture of a lot of cultures, because that's my nationality.
Right.
And genetically, I'm mixed up a lot of things like French, French, Spanish,
Latino,
Portuguese,
Latino, is it Latino?
And natives, and a couple of native tribes. So all mixed. So what am I? I'm confused. I'm so
she gives out a Latino vibe, you know, not one of those loud ones that just go crazy, but a very, you know, talks. Just because Latinos are not crazy, just saying. Don't I mean, shit on me.
My mom's Puerto Rican.
Your mom is cool. Yeah, your mom is not crazy. She's cool. All right. She's funny. So yeah, and she doesn't care. So yeah.
Is cooking strategic?
Yes, my mom's very strategic. So
yeah, you don't say. And now I'm going to kill you. You don't announce it.
No. And you sneak up on you. Yeah.
No. His mom won't even make that announcement. She'll just do it. Yeah. And then she'll make a video about it.
A tutorial. This is how I got it done.
Liz, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie.
The number one, the must for every year, Home Alone. That's the must of every year. Mm-hmm. That one, and to kind of balance it out, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh. So wait, is that a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie or both?
It's a nice hybrid.
It's a nice hybrid, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so that's a way, because it's Christmas everywhere, so it's kind of sneaking in something else.
Right.
To cleanse the palate.
Mm,
it's a great movie.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I like
that's what she said.
I like Elf of Will Ferrell is so funny. I can watch that every Christmas.
Okay.
And then and Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger is so good. I love that movie though, with Turbo Man and everything. It's so good. It's so underrated.
That's one of my childhood favorites as well. I grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely one of them. Frosty the Snowman, the cartoon.
My favorite Christmas movie is, thanks for asking, Kevin. My favorite.
I was about to ask you. Give me a second. Okay. And Shady, what's your
favorite
movie?
Never mind.
I don't care. No. Okay. Go ahead.
Wow. My favorite Christmas movie is, people are going to hate me, is Grinch.
It's a classic one.
The only reason I'll watch it is because of Jim Carrey. Yeah. That's the only reason. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Yeah. The second one is obviously Jingle All the Way. That's my favorite one because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, not even because of the Christmas movie, right? Because that's it. I want to see those sexy abs, you know, just saying. All right. And he's a sexy guy. Don't judge me on this, bro. I like people with good bodies. I appreciate it. Stop looking at me. Liz, look at the camera. Don't look up. Don't look up. Look at the camera. All right, I'm straight. All right. So the third movie.
Great angle.
Great angle. Yeah, great angle. The third movie, which I personally.
You can't even talk straight.
The third Christmas movie, which is my kind of personal favorite, would be the one with the thing. I Know What You Did last summer.
That's a Christmas movie.
I know, but I watch it on Christmas. It's a horror movie, but I watch it on Christmas.
Yes, because there's blood and it's red.
Yeah. It's like a sauce, ketchup sauce. It's got the red sauce. Believe me when I say this. I like to watch horror movies during Christmas. I like to watch, by default, I love horror movies. But during Christmas, I genuinely like to dig in some good Christmas-based horror movies, like Killing Santa Claus, something. And no, don't say that.
There's a new movie that just came out, though. I forget what it's called, though. But the guy from Stranger Things, he's a Killing Santa Claus, whatever, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. Maybe. Yeah, I watched Freddy. I did watch Freddy and versus Jason Christmas, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, so I mostly watch, team horror based movies on Christmas.
Yeah.
Because I do the opposite.
Those episodes could be dropping.
Because I'm an original.
Everybody wants to watch some happiness. I'm celebrating some sadness. Big deal.
Yeah.
Someone didn't get what they asked for Christmas.
Liz, because like what do you have like a big family? Like what's the
what's your background?
It usually a lot of Spanish families are really big. Like my family's like there's like five new people every year. Like five new babies.
Like five new people every year. Like what are you? What are you multiplying like rabbits?
It keeps growing. It keeps growing every
well,
year.
That's nothing.
You can't outmatch an Indian family. Okay, we are the bomb of being be very having a family tree. We are the boss. Like give me a number of your family tree. I'll tell you my phone number. Go for it.
Okay. On my just on my mom's side, that we have like know the numbers 300.
Oh shit!
Yes, my mom's side.
Okay, I gotta work on my numbers. I'll get back to you later.
So you were saying what?
I said I'll do my research.
What?
Yeah, what's your number, Shady?
I gotta do my research. Okay. I think it's more than 100, but less than 300. I know that it's more than 100, less than 300. I'm just talking from my mom's and my cousin's side. But if I'm gonna include my late grandfather and my late grandmother, including my long distance, my relatives who I barely know,
dead ones don't count.
If they're related to your grandmother, it fucking counts. It counts.
If they're 6 feet under or in a jar, they do not count.
They do. Okay.
This is like if we're counting dead people, then I have to change my number. It's gonna
dead people also count because they were of your blood. They're like, come on, they count.
But dead they have no more blood. They're dead. They don't have any more.
They have no more blood.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So it's less than 300, but more than 100 so far. I know. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And hopefully still
like
counting.
Mine's in like the early like 100, maybe like 100, 105, whatever. If I'm including my mom's and my dad's family, so yeah.
Both sides just 100.
Yeah. Wow, this is like that's nothing. I know. So
yeah, are both sides Puerto Rican?
Just my mom. My dad is like so he has like five brothers and sisters, or four brothers and sisters including him.
Oh, that's great, dude.
But there's not a lot of like grandkids outside of it, so yeah.
But is your dad's side also Puerto Rican? Or,
no, he's white. He's white. He's
you're white too. Come on, what are you racist?
He's white.
You racist.
There's white and there's white.
No, he's white. Well, Liz, this is like Frank Sinatra white. This is really, really white.
Is Frank Sinatra white? Are you serious? White.
Yeah.
Like this white?
Yeah, he's white as this Coquito right here. So,
dude, yeah. What the fuck is happening? What are you calling your dad's skin color to fucking mojito? What are you doing?
Coquito. Mojito is green.
Fuck it. Whatever. End with the toe. That's it. Liz, what about you? Like, do you live with your family, or where do you put up? Like, do you stay? How do you? Just curious. Like, do you live with your family?
Okay, first, okay, yeah. When the pandemic started, I moved back to my hometown,
mm-hmm.
And right now I'm basically my parents' babysitter.
Oh, cool.
Okay. For now.
Cool. Okay. Cool. I know it sucks, but I'm just saying cool.
Yeah. I'm the one keeping them alive. It's like the tables have turned. I'm the one that got them vaccinated.
That's a good thing, man. That's a fucking good thing. You're like in charge. Yes, you're in charge.
Yeah. Like, no, you're not going to that party. It's too many people, and they're not wearing masks. And...
You said that? Yeah. I used to hear that from my parents. Like, you said that to your parents?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Imagine the power of saying to your mom, sit down, you're not going anywhere.
What are mm-hmm. the Christmas holiday parties like, Liz?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas are they crazy?
Ooh, posadas. Okay.
Posadas, okay.
That's not a Christmas party. Is like a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. Mexico is mostly Catholic, so that comes from there.
Mm-hmm.
And what one of the things that you do is you recreate the time where Joseph and Mary were looking for shelter before having Jesus.
Okay.
So you go like house to house, and there are two groups of people, one inside the house, one outside the house, and they're singing, like one asking for lodging and the other one negating it. And then you get to the final house.
Right.
And that's when you get in the house, and we have like the piñata, we have calientitos, that is basically similar to fruit punch, but hot and with is with fruit, very nice. Champurrado, which is like another drink.
I'm very hungry right now, just saying. You're just making me hungry.
Yeah. Tamales, buñuelos, a lot of food. A lot of food. Music.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and that starts from like December, after December 12th.
Right.
We have like this marathon of parties that is called like Guadalupe Reyes. It's from December 12th to January 6th.
What is it? What's the party like? How, like, is it like a theme based party?
Is this on December 12th? There was like this appearance of the Virgin, right?
Parents of the Virgin?
The Guadalupe Virgin. It's a majorly Catholic country.
Okay. So, I understand this because you're hearing this for the first time. I have no idea what this is. So
you start from there, and then before Christmas, you have the posadas, right? In different houses or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you have Christmas. Then on January 6th, you have Wise Men Day or Wise King Day, where you have like this, it's called Rosca. It's like a circle type of cake with like plastic little babies inside representing Jesus. I'll explain that later. But then you cut a piece, and if you get the plastic Jesus, the next party that is called La Fiesta de la Candelaria, you have to pay for the tamales and the hot chocolate or champurrado. Mm-hmm. So whoever gets the little plastic babies, those are the people that are going to pay.
So don't have the baby.
So there's a lot of choking going on because they get it and they don't want to. Yeah, they rather get rid of it somewhere.
Well, that's good, man. That's a great thing. Like, I didn't know all these traditions.
I just want to say that my birthday is December 12th, and I'm not a virgin. So I just want to make that very clear.
Just randomly put the fact out that I'm not a virgin.
I made that very clear to everybody. So, yeah.
Some people are into that.
I think, you know what? I think people should say that you're virgin even when you're not. It's just like, you know, it just makes yourself look cool. Just say
that makes
it suspicious. Cool. I mean, if Kevin said that he's a virgin, he can get away. He's got that convincing face. I tell you that though. I'll give a huge challenge right now to the people of the podcast. I want one day Kevin to just say he's a virgin to any random stranger anywhere at all, and the person will not even question.
Yeah, they wouldn't question it. They wouldn't question.
It'll be a. Yeah. I'm you're damn right, telling you, right, you can get right. away with that. I do that, people are not gonna believe it.
You know it? How do you know it?
I don't know. I think I just have a very innocent face. It is what it is.
A very innocent face. Yeah.
No, but and Shady says I know it.
I don't know how he knows it. Yeah.
I believe that nobody's gonna question him being not a virgin. You know, just he's gonna believe him because the face is so, you know, calm and pleasant, like baby like, you know.
Yeah.
And I do that. If I walk up to people and say, "Hey, I'm a virgin," they're not gonna believe me. They're not. They're not gonna.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
They won't believe.
I don't believe it.
Even if I try to look, you know, really sweet.
We grown virgin.
Liz, you talk about introverts. Are you like an introvert? Are you an introvert? And how are introverts during holidays?
Okay. I'm more like an ambivert. That means
you're not an introvert. That is good.
Not an introvert. Ambivert, which is that you have characteristics of both.
Yes.
Like extrovert and introvert, but it's like being a selective extrovert.
Yes. Yes.
And you have a limit of social battery.
Right.
Like I have like a quota. Mm-hmm. And if I run out, I'm leaving.
You're becoming an introvert. Exactly. Exactly. I'm the same.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got? Set up fucking energy you want to dispose. If the can gets empty, you fuck off.
Yeah,
like that's how it works.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it. Yeah.
It's like okay, I've been talking to you. Like we can be like having fun, laughing, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'm done now.
You're bored. Yeah, you're bored. Exactly.
Won't that really hurt?
And I don't talk to you for the next 2 weeks.
What the fuck? Won't that really piss off the other people? Like, what the fuck? Why is this person just shut off for 2 weeks? He was just talking. Like, how do you just?
Like, listen, that's the way I am. So like, I mean, I can only be at like at a party for like 2 or 3 hours, and then I'm like, I'm so drained after that, and like, I can't be at it anymore. Like, it's just like it's too much. My energy is drained, so it's like I've lost all the talking. Like, I guess the quota, like you were talking about, and so I'm done.
And then I recharge in
how do you recharge?
Being alone.
Yes.
Like reading, watching something, writing.
Writing, yep. Mm-hmm. And that phase is very important, yes. That's why I like ambivert way better than introverts because, you know, they're just hell. So.
What, introverts are hell?
A hell, they just hell with the hell. Ambiverts are more tolerable than introverts. I think I'm
tolerable.
Okay. No, they're more interesting. They're more interesting. That's the word I'm going for. Yes, Liz, don't make that face. I genuinely don't like introverts. I've said this 1,000 times in every episode on the podcast, and Kevin knows this. I have a great passion and respect and adaptability skills towards ambivert, you know, because you're like a bridge between, you know, something awesome and something very depressing. So, which is good because you get to walk both the worlds, you know.
Yeah.
So
we're like a translator. We can translate.
You're like a translator. Yes.
People. Yeah.
The challenge is when you see someone and you were being your extrovert self. But then you're in introvert mode and they expect you to be like,
That
happens a lot. Thank you. Yes, it's true.
Yes. For ambiverts, that happens a lot. Because like they're like, you were so extroverted before and I'm seeing you like, why are you so quiet? I'm like, well, I'm reserving my energy right now. I'm in my energy mode. So.
Right. And if you and this is mostly observed with if you hang out with an extrovert and he sees one side of you, right? Or if you hang out with an introvert and then he's like, you don't talk so much. Then the second you just don't act your usual, they're like, what happened? You know? So because it's like you're trying to fit in both of these worlds, you know, just trying to adapt, which is really like, you know, it's hard to convince, just saying. Ooh. That's why just be an extrovert. It's far better though. Don't be an introvert. It's practical to kill yourself.
Liz and I are like, no.
No. You don't get stuff done. Like,
exactly. You're just talking, you don't get anything done, man. So
yeah, because it's like you need people. I'm sorry, extroverts, I call them like social vampires.
No, it's a compliment. I'll take it.
Because like they suck the energy out of like other people, and that's how they like get their energy.
Okay, fine. Get me for Twilight next time. You claim that you have a boyfriend.
Dude, you gotta shoot your shot again? Come on. Every single girl on the podcast, you get to
shoot. She did say she got a boyfriend, but that's not
the question. Yeah, I know she did.
You're playing.
That was not the question. That was just a reclarification of the fact.
So you say.
You claim that you have a boyfriend. It's good. It's good. It's amazing. My question here is he an extrovert or an introvert? Like, what type of person he is? Because you said, right, you got to be around certain people to reboot.
Or an ambivert.
It's an ambivert too, but like there's no, sometimes being an ambivert doesn't mean you're 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that my percentage of introvert is a little higher than my extrovert side.
Mm-hmm.
And in his case, his percentage of extrovert is a bit higher than mine. So that works out because then when I'm annoyed, he can deal with the people.
Yes.
Right, so he's also kind of an ambivert, like you. So which is cool. Oh, so it seems
sad. I couldn't date like just one side of the spectrum, like someone what? That is so cool or just introvert.
Why? No. Okay. It's not a shot at you and Shady. It's just like
It just feels like a racist thing to say.
No, it's not racist.
I don't like black people or white people. I just want a little bit of both, you know. Like I don't like introverts or extroverts.
It's called a latte.
Liz, who's your favorite stand-up comedian? Because you were talking about like deadpan, and you have a very interesting style. Like I really like your stand-up when you were on Gin and Tonic.
She has a very suspenseful delivery, which you don't know how she's like. I think she's like Anthony Jeffords.
Anthony Jeselnik, yes.
Like only if he was a girl and you know prettier. So.
Taking a shot at Anthony Jeselnik now. Damn,
it's great. Okay, moving on to the question. That's what I'm trying to say. Delivery is suspenseful, and I like that. You know, you don't know what she's going to switch up. You know, it's amazing. She can go from adoption to, you know, life is beautiful.
I like to put the fun in funeral and things like that.
Yeah.
No, I have several comics that I like. I like Wanda Sykes.
Mm-hmm. Really funny.
I like this Mexican one that's called, her name is Nina Rivero. That's her last name.
Mm.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle, of course.
I mean, he's a goat, obviously.
Chris Rock. Eddie Murphy, but like his two specials, the ones that he's wearing, like the leather outfit.
The Raw? Eddie Murphy Raw? Yeah, you're talking about the Raw.
Yeah, I've seen that like several times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking with the names right now, but yeah, and I also like to give chance to like new comics. I see sometimes random videos on my feed and I like freshness as well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I thought you like Gabriel Iglesias because he's also
Fluffy.
That's my guy to go to if I have to learn clean comedy.
He's Mexican American, so there's a lot of references that I can identify myself with. Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson's really funny.
Never heard of this guy. I'm gonna look him up.
Angela Johnson. Look her up. She's really good.
She's really good.
Yeah. So you definitely don't like Amanda.
Amanda, who's Amanda?
Amanda. I don't know. There's a female comic, right? She's blonde, and you know
she just narrowed it down.
She was in the roast of Charlie. Okay, maybe I'm quoting the wrong person. Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
Amanda. Exactly. Who's Amanda? No. I'm sorry. Who's Amanda?
Words, too many curse words. It's like.
Amy Schumer. I'm not
really a fan either, though. But you know,
he just talks about a pussy a lot for some reason.
He does and too much.
Special. But I think there's a way of talking about whatever topic you want. Mm-hmm. But there's one thing is doing something for shock value, and it's different when it's actually funny.
Right.
Yes.
So if you're just trying to shock people, and that works for some comics, good for them, but I'm not a fan. It's like if you put a lot of rhinestones on crap, it's still crap.
True.
This is
still smells like crap.
Put this on the screen. Put this on the screen. You gotta put this on the screen.
You want to put like... crap on the screen? Okay, Connor.
No, the what she said, you gotta put that on the screen.
Connor, put crap on the screen.
Yeah, put the crap. No, not the crap portion. Just put that.
What did we learn on the podcast? We'll start with
Kevin.
Kevin, you want to start with me? Start with me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, I'll go with you.
So I learned a lot about the Mexican holiday. I did not know that apparently it starts on December 12th and starts with a virgin. So that's, I did not know. I did not know that at all. So I also learned you know, that Liz is like really into Christmas and she has great Christmas movies and really, really, really funny. And I also know she's a great sense of humor. Yeah. That's what I learned on this podcast. Yeah. And Shady, what'd you learn?
I learned that she hates, she's got a tank of tolerance level, which she wants to refill.
Yes.
And take a pause with only, you know, one-sided people. Like she wants just, you know, she's like she wants to have cookie and cream. She'll not just settle for just one, you know. And I also learned that she's very religious. I feel she's getting really religious in terms of holidays and festivals and stuff like that. I learned that there's a lot of, you know, Mexican tradition happens before Christmas, after Christmas, and if you want to get, you know, don't want to pay for the bills, get rid of the baby, the cake thing. So yeah, it's a very okay. So that's the, yeah. So that's it. So that's only I learned. Also, I learned that, you know, I think that she's got a very suspicious delivery. I'll say it again. She's very funny, and she's got a very, you know, very suspenseful way of talking. So that's a good thing. And yeah, she's got a boyfriend. So don't even got a boyfriend.
That's scary.
Has a boyfriend. Got a boyfriend. Got a boyfriend. I knew it. The world knows it. You just so don't. Right. So that's all I learned. What did you learn, Liz?
So many things. They narrow it down to two: that Kevin knows how to make a coquito.
Mm-hmm.
And that Aunt Shady doesn't wear pants during podcasts.
No, that's not supposed to be said.
Yes, amazing. That's
if I know it now, and everyone needs to know it. I'm not going to be the only one suffering.
Yes. Yes, Liz. Everybody knows. He mentions it every podcast. Everyone knows. Everyone knows that he has no pants on right now.
So please send him pants.
I don't mind though. It's fine. Just look, it's fine. I don't mind. I like Gucci.
Gucci.
Yeah, send him pants.
Maybe with one C, maybe you'll get a bunch of Gucci's.
No Gucci, I didn't say pussies. All right.
So Liz, where can people find you?
Where can we find you?
Okay, I'm on Facebook, Lizette Chavez. And I'm on Instagram with @I need to read faster.
Yes, I love the IG. I need to read faster, right? Yes.
This is just like one part of my book collection, and ooh. And I have a bunch more there, so that's where it came from.
How fast do you read?
Like a 400-page book, it can take me 2 weeks.
Oh my god!
Damn,
that's 2 weeks, fast, actually. 2 weeks, 2 weeks and a half.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, so
a year for that. I'm not a reader, so
no, nothing to do with the speed. You just don't like
it. Like reading. A page a day for me, it's like yeah, that's it. So.
Flip the fucking page. Just flip it. That's it. All right. So.
Yes, guys, if you like the podcast, please comment your favorite moment on the podcast.
Yes,
also, share it with a friend. A friend you
share with a friend. With. Yes, and if it is Christmas, keep sharing it till the Christmas is over. And you know, and comment on the videos. Don't comment the pants. I will kill you. I don't want anybody like putting pants.
Emoji. I want everyone to do like a pant emoji.
No, don't put the pant emoji. Don't put the pant emoji. So also do follow us on Instagram. The Hangover Comedy Podcast is also on Instagram. Do follow us there. And yeah, please do comment, share, and please follow Liz as well on Instagram. Her socials will be given in the chat. Because so
also follow Gin and Tonic as well.
Gin and Tonic. And also do mention what's your New Year resolution. I mean, and what's your Christmas? What's your favorite Christmas thing? Right.
What's your favorite movie? What is your favorite movie? Put it down Christmas below. Even though this is gonna be dropping on January 13th, please put your favorite Christmas movie. It's fine. It's okay. Listen, celebrate Christmas whenever you want to.
Yeah. Yes. Or you can do what my friend does. He watches porn video, but what's Christmas theme based?
Fuck is that?
Edit this part out. It doesn't edit this part out.
No. Please explain. Please explain. What?
Edit this part out. It's fine. So yeah. So just comment, share, subscribe, and do follow us on Instagram and Spotify. We will catch you in the next video, and we are very excited because New Year is gonna be great. I mean, this year is gonna be good.
It is. We got a lot of cool plans for you guys, and a lot of great guests, just like Liz.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye.